So this is the first annual Palm Boots meeting.
Episode 185. Hello and welcome to Cider Chat. My name is Aria Wincoller, and I am the producer and cider MC of this weekly podcast, where we speak with makers, cider enthusiasts, and folks within the cider trade from around the world. This week, I'm bringing to you an overview of the Palm Boots Society. This was pre-recorded at CiderCon 2019. There'll be more on that, but first, a bit of news out and about in Ciderville. Welcome back to all the regular subscribers of this here podcast called Cider Chat. Like you, I am an avid podcast listener, and I just love nothing more than to see that my favorite show has a new episode. It kind of pops up on my app, and there it is. And I'm like, oh, I can't wait till I get a little bit of time to kind of be driving and be able to listen, or maybe I'm working on a project and I have it cranked up in the background. I enjoy that. It's soothing. It has actually helped me get through some solo trips when I've been really far away from home. Hearing a familiar voice is soothing. It grounds me and brings me back to center, especially when I'm far, far out in the world and traveling solo, or I'm just kind of like a little beside myself. I might even be in my own home port and feeling a little out of sorts. I mean, it happens to all of us, right? So podcasts play an important role in that way by keeping us connected. And the bonus is not only do you hear their familiar voice, but you also get some information too. And that's the beauty of what I find in both listening to podcasts and producing this podcast, Cider Chat. So if you've already subscribed, thank you. And if you haven't yet, please do. Come along on this journey out and about in Ciderville with me as we explore this wide, wide world over a cup of cider. There's really nothing better in my mind than that. Having a podcast on cider has really provided me this almost like a hawk's eye view of cider around the world in terms of engagement and news stories. And as such, I get to see, okay, where is the engagement right now? We know that the U.S. is really exciting. The United States Cider Makers Association is always working on something and getting folks stoked for the next CiderCon conference. But the U.S. can be a little unwieldy in that there's different points of views over different regions. That is the strength of being a U.S. cider maker or a cider consumer. But it also can be a limitation too, because it's like, where do you go? There's so many different flavor profiles. So what I've noticed is, what are those smaller communities in the world that are making a big impact? Perhaps you only listen to podcasts and you're not on any social media platforms. So if not, allow me to introduce to you Lee Reeve of Insider Japan. Lee, when he hit the landscape of Ciderville, certainly on my radar, what I immediately noticed is just how super positive he was, liking everybody else's post, you know, not kind of like holding back, is like really engaging people, often not just liking, but adding a very positive comment. So a big tip of the glass to him and what he's doing with Insider Japan. In fact, their summer issue was just released. You can subscribe to it. It's in both Japanese and English, which is another ring the bell, ding, 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 indicator that he is reaching outside of his own spot of Ciderville and really wanting to be inclusive of what is not only happening in one spot, but all around the world. The second person who is also linked to, in this case, a cidery, is none other than Albert Johnson of Ross Cider. I want you to hear this tweet that he put up on Twitter. This just tells you a hell of a lot about this orchard and cidery based in the UK. It says, "Just want to say that I think it's really important to retweet and follow cider-focused accounts on Twitter. Makers, enthusiasts, consumers, etc. The cider world is small, and we are all living richer lives the better connected we get. Signal boosting other makers is my pleasure." Whoa. That tells you a lot. So it was no surprise to me that when the BBC Radio 4 Food and Farming Awards for 2019 came up with the best drinks producer, it was Ross Onwy Cider and Perry Company. They won last week. It's a huge award. I mean, there's a lot of amazing drinks producers in the UK. I mean, come on, there are like a hell of a lot. You could just spend a vacation focused only on that and never visit a castle. But the fact that they picked Ross Onwy Cider and Perry, and both of the Johnsons were there, that would be Mike, who's Albert's father, and Albert himself, were at this ceremony. It's huge. It's really, really huge. And I didn't see a lot of coverage about that outside of the UK. And I just want to say on Cider Chat, big mother, cider glass, tip of the glass to you, to Ross Onwy. Huge what you're doing. And the way I see it, again, is the engagement that this cidery does. It's always super positive. If you haven't followed them on Twitter, you should, because that's primarily where I see most of the postings on Twitter, and there's a lot of engagement happening there. So I know that folks have moved a bit to Instagram, but if you want to stay connected to the whole cider universe, pay attention to Twitter. There's a lot going on there, and we're seeing a lot, not only from Ross Onwy, but from the UK itself. There is a lot of energy coming up there right now. Two different magazines coming out, Full Juice and Graphwood. And of course, Albert, the Johnsons have been involved in that. So there's a reason to really be paying attention to that area of Ciderville, because they are engaged. And that says a lot.
There is a reason why we're drinking like this. Yes, there is a reason why we're drinking like this.
Engagement is the theme that is kind of running through this week's podcast, and I really believe every week's podcast. I do believe that Cider Chat engages the world of cider. Certainly, from my vantage, that's what it feels like. I get emails and queries all the time, every day, from around the world. But it's a different kind of engagement. People, this is a little bit of a tip to you, a little insider tip, in that if you want to engage with a podcast producer like myself, if you're just writing to me to get info but not giving me any info back in terms of how you found out who I am, how you got the email, whether or not you listen to the show, but if you only want me to post your information, that's not engagement. I mean, it's really nice that you took the time. I really thank you for taking the time to writing me an email. But if you're only coming to Cider Chat to get more from Cider Chat without returning, that's not engagement. And that's where I find Lee and Albert really change that dynamic big time. So put that under your cap and just kind of think about it as you're moving forward, not just in the cider community, but as you navigate the world. There's two sides of engagement, and that's really important. Which leads me again to the featured presentation. This is with the Palm Boot Society. It's going to be providing you an overview. It's just the beginning of their presentation. They had a featured speaker, which I'm not going to be featuring on this chat right now, because I thought the overview of what the Palm Boot Society and how they're trying to engage women in the world of cider was really important. So it'll give you a nice taste of what this organization is moving forward. And I say organization really loosely here, because they're not a nonprofit. They're not really set up as an organization yet. You'll hear more about that. But they do have a Facebook page, and it's called Palm Boots. And this is really for women in cider. And it's kind of an interesting thing, because for the most part, the big players that we see going out in the world are men, really representing cider worldwide. And yet, there are so many women involved in cider. And from my vantage, as somebody who's been involved in cider for quite a long time now, I know a lot of those women that really started at the roots of cider making. You know, one comes to mind is Judith Maloney, being a wife of a cider maker. In fact, and of course, I just want to bring you up, Judith Maloney is that one half of West County Cider. Now her son, Field Maloney, has taken it over because Terry Maloney, he died an untimely death, really due to a cider-making accident. But she just recently said to me, you know, it'd be nice to have a workshop for wives of cider makers. And I can only imagine. Another person that comes to mind is Louisa Spencer, who's been a rock solid supporter, a vocal voice of cider for, and we're not talking like 10 years, we're talking like 20 years here. And by the way, Louisa is Farnham Hill Cider. She works with her husband, Steve Wood. They're at Poverty Lane Orchard in Lebanon, New Hampshire. And Judith Maloney is West County Cider, based in Coleraine, Massachusetts. Now, that's one spot of Ciderville. That's kind of in my hub of Ciderville. There are so many other women that I have yet to meet around the world, but I know that they work daily behind the scenes to kind of push their, sometimes their husband or their partner's cider brand forward, or might be who they're working for. All those voices out there that get lost in the limelight. And I don't know, is that going to change? I'm not sure. But this presentation coming up is one step forward with the Palm Boots Society. And you're going to get a touch of an overview of what they're doing for women in cider. So without further ado, let's all grab a glass and join this chat and sit back as we listen to this pre-recorded presentation at CiderCon 2019, put on by the United States Association of Cider Makers. This is the first half of the presentation. They did have a featured speaker, which I'm not going to be publishing right now, because I think it's best that we just listen to this overview. So let's head there next.
I and we all up here are overwhelmed at the moment by this room. So we just, first of all, I want to thank you guys so much for being here. So this is the first annual Palm Boots meeting. If you guys have been to CiderCon in the past, you've known we put together a couple little get-togethers here and there, but we wanted to take the opportunity this year to get us all in one room and to talk about things that matter and to hear from you. And so as we'll talk about and you'll learn a little bit about as we go along, we're not a nonprofit, we're not an LLC, we're just a group of women that are trying to create resources for other women and for other people and to create a community. So thank you for being a part of that. Thank you for being patient with us as we figure that out. It is not an easy task, but you guys have all helped make that possible. So we're gonna go through introductions and we'll introduce ourselves real quick and then we'll kind of jump into the program that we have set up for you guys today. So quick note about me, I'm Caitlin Brom, I'm with Angry Orchard. I joined as one of the leaders of the Palm Boots Society about a year ago. It has been an amazing year, and to have you all here is just the end of that year. This makes everything and all the time worth it. So thank you so much for that. I'm going to hand this over to the two of the three founders of the Palm Boots Society. I'll let them talk about Gemma, who couldn't be with us today, but yeah, Jen.
If some of you know her, find her on Facebook. She is wonderful.
She's watching the live feed.
And she's watching the live feed.
Hi.
Okay. So my name's Jenny Dorsey. I am with Shilling Cider House in Portland. I'm the GM. I'm also a member of the CCP working group. So any of you who took the class and the test today, you are wonderful. Thank you for that. I'm going to go ahead and let Jana introduce herself, and we're going to get this thing started.
Hey, I guess this is the spot, right? Hi, you guys. It's so awesome to see you. I didn't know where the room was, so I just followed the flow of ladies walking this direction, and that was really cool. I'm Jana, Daisy Ensign. I work with Finn River Farm and Cidery. I do national sales for them. Really fantastic. So exciting to see so many of you, many of you that we know, and some of you that I don't, and look forward to meeting all of you. Gemma Schmidt, who is not here but is on our live feed, has helped to form this group, and I'll dive into the history a little bit more, but she had worked for Reverend Nat's Hard Cider for a number of years and now works in the beer world. A lot of us know there's a lot of crossover in the craft community, so fantastic to have folks working hard in both sections. We started Palm Boots in 2015, and I'll speak from my own background. I had worked in beer for number of years at that point. I'd worked in distribution and sales. I'd worked for beer, wine, cider, sake, mead. I had a little bit of cider in the portfolio, and I would try to sell cider to people, and they'd be like, we're cool, we've got one. And that was it. The conversation was pretty much done. So it was not until later on that I became really excited about cider, when I, especially the cider summits, which many of you will hopefully come and attend on Saturday, were really kind of a tipping point where I had the opportunity to taste things that I had never tried before and was like, wow, there's so much more out here than we've sort of been initially introduced to, and the category is much broader. And so that got me excited about cider. And later on, I had the opportunity to go fully into cider. I call it like the cider plunge, right? So circa 2013, I started working with Finn River Cidery. And I loved this agricultural-based phenomenon. I loved what was possible with the fermented apple. And something that I really, really loved, having worked in beer, and I still love beer, is that it was something that wasn't charted yet. It wasn't totally decided. There wasn't already a totally established culture, and you knew where you fit in or where you didn't or how it worked. It was something that was literally being formed. As Christy Kistler, one of the owners of Finn River, called it, she said, the spirited cider revival. And I was like, yes, yes, please. I'd like to get on that apple soapbox. I'd like to help build that category, not only on the shelves and on the tap, you know, tap across the nation, but here in the community. Like, that's where I got really excited, because I felt like it could be a different landscape. It could be more egalitarian. Right off the bat, we could have a different flavor, a different feel to how the cider community works. So that was really exciting, really inspiring. And around 2015, a number of us women started to really have these conversations, and I'm sure there were plenty happening in other places and times, but for us, that was the kind of mile marker where we said, huh, you know, we find ourselves meeting after events. We find ourselves like talking over ciders, and we're sharing stories. We're sharing some successes. We're sharing some challenges. We're sharing knowledge. We want to give people tools to be able to do more things. And also at this time, I'm good friends with a woman who was the executive director for Pink Boot Society. Some of you might be familiar. It's a nonprofit international organization for women working in beer. So that's pretty cool. That has been going for well over a decade now. They just actually had their 10th annual meeting. And so it was kind of this timing that worked out synergistically, where we said, huh, I wonder if we could have something like that for women in cider. And my girlfriend kept sending me these emails from ladies who were coming to her. They were working in cider, and they said, we want to be part of Pink Boots. And the bylaws of Pink Boots does not allow for women who don't work in beer to be part of that. And so we kind of scratched our heads, we met with her, and we decided, you know, let's roll up our sleeves and dive in and do it, because no one else is gonna, right? Not to say no one else is gonna, but if you want something done, do it, right? So so here we are, fast forward all these years later. It's so fantastic, so exciting, so inspiring to see you here. I think that the opportunity for us to create a community in the cider culture that really helps to nurture, to helps to pass on information, helps to do more collaborative work, is not only vital right here out in the world where we work, but it's absolutely essential to how we will continue to change the world that we want to share and live in. So thank you. And I'll pass it on so we can keep going on to where we are now.
What we've been doing.
Jana. So I'm going to talk a little bit about what's been happening in basically the past year. Before I do that, I'm just going to start 3 years ago in Portland, when we had basically our very first meeting at CiderCon. We weren't actually even an event. We met in the lobby, and there were 15 of us. And it was so amazing to see all of these great faces who really wanted to be part of this. And look at us now. Like, that was 2016 in Portland, and this is only 2019. Look at where we are now. So imagine how, with all of us simply meeting together, how big this can be. So in the last year, a lot has changed. We've grown in huge strides. We are, you know, thinking about the future in terms of what might a board look like. What might these things look like? Because we do want to become larger. We do want to become a nonprofit. So we're thinking about what that might look like. We've had numerous emails from all of you amazing people saying, how do I get this in my area? You know, that is, the question is, how? Yes, we are very definitely working on that, and we are working on it as a group. I think that that is where Palm Boots really shines, is that we are a united group, and in the last year, that has really shown true. So many of you have stepped forward and volunteered your time, because as Caitlin had mentioned, we're all volunteers here. We are not yet an established group, so thank you to all of you who have volunteered, and hopefully we'll continue to volunteer. That has allowed us to have a website, that has allowed us to start a Facebook group, that has allowed us to do these things that really get the Palm Boots name out into the open, and that's what we're after. And it's obviously working, since, you know, 3 years ago there were 15 of us, and now there's this many. I have no idea how many. Let's say 80. I don't know. I've made it up. I don't know. But more than 15. I can guarantee you there's more than 15. So thank you all for allowing this to be such a quick transition. And let's. I want all of us to be involved together. All of us are equal to make this group really important and to really change the face of the cider industry.
So as Jenny mentioned, about a year ago, we got together and we were like, okay, what can we do? Because, you know, we all live in the Pacific Northwest, but you guys live everywhere. So how do we create a network that allows women from across the country and also internationally to be involved? So it seems simple, but we started a Facebook group. Who in here is part of the Facebook group? Thank you. If you are not, please go on Facebook. It's Palm Boots. It's facebook.com/groups/Palm Boots. Will prove you to be a part of it. So this group has been amazing. The conversations that have happened and the resources that have been shared have been out of this world. So I'm gonna walk through that a little bit real quick with you guys and show some of the stuff that we've introduced. I can't approve you right now if you go and like it, but we will do that afterwards. Let me see, I am not a PC person, so if I click on anything and it all disappears, I apologize. So this is it. Currently we are sitting at around 241 members. We had zero as of February last year. So we take that as a huge growth number, and we hope that those of you that aren't on the Facebook group yet will join today and encourage other women in the industry to do so. What we've done over the years is we've posted random questions here and there. We post different events that the Palm Boots is hosting, such as, sorry Jenny, all of your alerts are popping in.
That's okay. Sorry guys.
Ragged Hill Cider Company mentioned us. Thank you for that.
Yay, thanks guys.
So everything from we needed volunteers today, and three of you just quickly jumped in, and like that kind of stuff is so simple. But also 6 months ago I needed glassware that was full wrap color in 2 weeks, and I was like, I have no idea where to find that. Posted, and within minutes we had 5 answers. And so it's been an amazing place for people to have conversations, share articles, share what other women are doing, share what you're doing at your cidery, if you're opening one, opening a tap room, all of that. So it's been a great space. What we did recently, and what I want to show you guys real quickly, is to kind of enhance that and bring that out of the comments page, is we've created these files. And this is a crowdsourced page, and we hope that you guys utilize this. So what we've done, and there's nothing really in them now except for, I believe Elle posted something in here. Let me see. Point of sale? Boom. Okay, thank you for that. I appreciate it. So what these are, crowdsourced pages. We want to, you guys to be able to have resources. How many of you spend like hours Googling to find, I don't know, a bar mat or a glassware, you know, everything. So we hope to create a place for you to go quickly and not only have the website, but have notes. So Elle did a great job here. It's taphandles.com. There's a contact here. There's some tips and tricks for working with folks or different companies. So these are fantastic. The easiest way to do it is you just click edit doc here up in the right-hand corner. Edit it, make sure you save it, and then that resource is saved for everyone. Currently, we have introduced open job opportunities, machinery and tools, so anything that's like a canning line, kegging, anything along those sorts, point of sale and branded gear, packaging and labeling, so whether it's bottles, cans, if you're doing wrap labels, if you're doing screen printing, anything like that, and then, of course, cider competitions. And so with cider competitions, that means also entering the competitions, resources for that, also judging. We'd love to see more women judges in cider competitions. So that will all be in there. However, We can try and populate it, but we can't do it without you guys. So if you go on here and you share some resources that are share resources that you're comfortable sharing with other people, we would love that because it helps create our community and helps make it stronger. Sorry, I gotta take my notes here. The other thing that we are hoping to introduce, not on the Facebook page, but outside of the Facebook page, is to recreate this. Once a year isn't enough, we don't think. So we are putting together video conference meetings once a quarter, so quarterly meetings. Those meetings will be structured similar to this, where we kind of go through the Palm Boots kind of updates. We have a guest speaker for half an hour and do some open Q&A. Unfortunately, doing the cider share is a little bit difficult via virtual, but I have faith that you all have cider at home and can crack one open and talk and chat with people. So those are hopes that we have and things that we can implement now. For the future, as we've mentioned a couple of times, we are currently not a nonprofit, and none of us are experts in creating nonprofits. So, first of all, if anybody is and wants to come chat with us afterwards, I would very much appreciate that, because we would love your advice and love some feedback. Also, you know, we have been in talks with the USACM, and we want to thank the USACM right now, because without them, we wouldn't be in this room. They allowed us time during CiderCon to get together. We are chatting with them to see if it's possible to go under the USACM nonprofit umbrella. We don't have a definitive answer on that right now, but it is our first step towards figuring out how to make this a more formalized group that allows you to have resources. Because as I'm sure you know, when you're not a nonprofit and you're three women that work in the cider industry volunteering your time, money is a thing as well. So there are only so many things you can do with time and with free resources. And so we're looking into how to do things and the things we'd love to do for the future, like build a new website. Kim from Virtue is here, and she's been kind enough to volunteer to help us build a new website. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you so much.
We can't do this without you guys. So and when every time we post and ask for a volunteer, it means the world to us because we're busy, but like we can build this all together. So thank you for that. So building a new website with that, hopefully having easier access to educational resources, because that's something we want for the Palm Boots Society. We want you guys to have easy access to advance your careers on the education side. Also job opportunities. So having a job posting board that is being updated. Hopefully a member directory. How many of you travel and you're like, I wonder if there's any females that work in the cider industry and wherever I'm traveling to. I do it all the time. And so if I could look it up and see who is in Charlotte or see who is in Florida, it would make it easier, and I'd love to make that a connection in person. That would also mean that if you were looking to get, maybe you're on the marketing side and looking to get into production, you'd be able to search by people in that directory and see who's on the production side. Reach out to them, ask questions, maybe create a mentorship of some sort, but at least have a resource and a person that you could reach out to kind of get those initial thoughts and feelings out there. Again, as Jenny mentioned, we are looking into how to build local chapters. We're going to have the open Q&A section after we hear from our guest speaker, Krista. And so we want to hear if that's something you guys are interested in and kind of get a little more feedback on that. And then the last thing on here is one that actually we posted about 6 months ago or so asking for what you guys were looking for. Posting boards for more in-depth conversations. Conversations on the Facebook group are great, but they're limiting and they're hard to follow sometimes. So we want to create something where if there is a conversation that keeps happening over and over, you can go back to that, not start a new thread, but kind of see what people have said and build off of that. So that's a lot of information, and those are a lot of hopes and dreams. And we know that's exciting, but also frustrating, because we want to give them all to you now. But again, I'm going to reiterate, like, thank you so much for your patience as we build this out. And we hope to hear more during the open Q&A section about what you guys are looking for. We do hope that you've found what we've created so far useful. I know we have, and I use it on pretty much a daily basis. So thank you for being active on it.
Definitely, and please don't hesitate to fill out your cards. And honestly, if there's something more that you want to say, at least me personally, I'll be around the rest of the day. I ain't got nothing to do. Come chat with me, okay? I'll also have some cards available if you want to meet up for dinner or you're here by yourself and you're not sure what to do. You have resources now. And those resources are here for you, so let us know what we can do.
Yeah. And we do, like we mentioned, we do have the cider share at the end. So those of you that have brought cider, we've got cups and everything. So please do spend that time to make connections, trade business cards, find people that have like interests or like cideries or even very different ones and learn from them.
see a photo that I took of the Palm Boots first meetup at CiderCon 2016 by going to the show notes for this year, episode 185, at ciderchat.com. Yep, a lot has changed in just a short span of time. In fact, since recording this episode earlier this year, I just heard that one of the founders, Jana, who is speaking on this here presentation, has moved on from the cider industry to bigger heights, so it seems. So I'm not sure exactly what she's doing, but I certainly wish her well, and I'm sure those of you who have met her out and about in Ciderville at different conferences and different cider fests. She was a brand ambassador at a Northwestern cidery called Finn River. I'm not sure what that really says about cider. You know, what is the upward mobility of cider overall once you become a brand ambassador? I mean, where is the upward growth from there? Is there a glass ceiling? Maybe. I don't know. Regardless of that, it's all about cider going up and moving forward, and I'll keep on reporting to you as I get that news here on Cider Chat. One more tip of the glass to a cider gal, and that would be Colleen, based in the UK. Besides being on the Patreon page for Cider Chat and providing a monthly donation, she went above and beyond the call by doing a one-time donation recently via the Cider Chat PayPal account, which certainly came in handy dandy because, dang, doing all that transfer that I talked about last week on the podcast. If you didn't hear last week's podcast, that was on the do's and don'ts of cider judging. I recorded a best in show. It was quite informative for me. I hope it was informative for you. But in there, I was sharing how, well, the Cider Chat website crashed recently, and I've been just like untangling myself from all that, still catching up with some lost, roaming out there emails and whatnot, catching up with folks. And all that kind of changing around and shenanigans, it costs money. So that money from Colleen went directly into a lot of the restore work that I had to do on Cider Chat just to get it up there. So those of you out there in Ciderville could go into the archives and listen to the, well, 185 episodes now, which is no short order. This is no short order cook scene here for sure. We are like the long order indeed. So thanks, Colleen, and thanks to all the patrons. You really make my day, and you too can become a patron if you like hearing this podcast go live each week and look forward to hearing my voice and the voice of so many people around the world sharing their news from their spot of Ciderville. Do subscribe so that feed could keep on coming live to your phone and you could keep on hearing it weekly. There has been a lot of good news over the course of 185 episodes here with Cider Chat. Always a pleasure for me to bring that to you. I've been trying to, frankly, I've been just trying to like staying alive on this podcast so it could keep on rolling out. One of the ways I've been doing that is by offering Totally Cider Tours. And the next one slated to go out in September is short the number of people that I need to run that tour. And it's going to be a real crying shame if I have to let the folks who have already signed up and tell them that I have to cancel it. Not only a crying shame for me, because, well, I'm going to lose a lot of money, which never helps, does it, when you are a struggling podcaster. But the other piece, it's a crying shame for cider overall. You know, kind of like Albert Johnson shouting out to the world, hey, let's help each other out. Well, I'm kind of asking that of you too. If you know of anyone who loves to travel, who wants to experience cider like nobody's business, with a group of folks who are just thirsty for some of the most excellent ciders to be had on a tour of Normandy, France, no less, on the year that region is celebrating 75 years of recognition of D-Day, and all the interconnections of that, I couldn't think of better tour than the Normandy Cider Tour going out the last week of September. This is going to be my last call out, it appears. If you know anybody, we'll send them my way to the Totally Cider page at ciderchat.com. This is Rhea Windcaller, signing off for now. Looking forward to seeing you in Ciderville.
We like cider. Dancing in the street, smelling all the blossoms, kicking up our feet. We like cider, we like palms, we like orchards, having some fun. There's a reason. There is a reason why we do it like this.
Oh yes, there is.
There's a reason why we do it like this.
Oh yes, there is.
There is a reason why we drink it like this.
Yes, there is.
There is a reason. We like walking out of the orchard, dancing in the street, smelling all the blossoms, kicking up our feet.
Oh, yeah.
We like cider.
Oh, yes, we do.
We like palms.
Oh, yes, we do.
We love orchards, having some fun. There is a reason why we do it like this.